Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, trying to speak with dude.
What?
Okay, dude, I think you filled in inquiry form online. You were looking for some information around NFTs. Is that familiar?
I don't think so. Who is
Well,
it? What is this?
I'm calling you from Elite NFT Geeks. You're actually still on the website, and you were looking for some information around creating your first NFT collection. I got your email as well. I think you just filled an inquiry form. Is that familiar?
I think so. I wasn't looking for anything. I thought it was a login.
Okay, is this your email, by the way? LUTINET kills at gmail.com. Is that
Yes.
you?
Yeah.
All right, that's you, right? Okay, so, dude, I think you were searching something about NFTs and creating NFTs. Is that familiar?
Yeah.
Right. So, are you interested in launching your NFT collection? I mean, were you looking for some information around it?
I guess. Sure.
All right. So, tell me about it. I mean, do you have any, prior experience with crypto or any of the digital assets or with the NFTs, or is it your first time?
Not really, it's my first time.
You've not dealt in crypto as yet, have you?
No.
You haven't, okay. So, dude, let me tell you something about NFTs as a background, right? And then we'll delve into more in-depth details about it. So NFT is any digital asset, that's unique in nature and that you 100% own, right? So as long as you have 100% ownership of it, let's say a unique picture or a unique art or even a unique piece of music, all that can be converted into an NFT. So, the idea is that, you might be sitting on quite a few unique items around you right now, while you don't even know about it, right? And that can be converted into an NFT, and that can be sold for, anywhere between one Ethereum to, 1,000 Ethereums. You heard about Ethereums?
Yeah,
You have? Okay.
kind
That,
of,
that
a
that's
little
a,
bit.
mm-hmm. Are you at a computer by any chance, by the way?
Yeah.
If you could just look up, let's say, OpenSea.io. That's the marketplace for NFTs.
You said what?
I said OpenSea, open, OPEN. And then C as in SEA.
Okay.
.io. As
Yeah,
in
I got it.
I, as in Indigo, okay. So that's one of the popular marketplaces where you sell an NFT after you've set it up, right? So like I said, I mean, as long as you have something unique in nature, even if you don't, I mean, we could supply you the artwork, but the idea is that you have to have something unique in nature, let's say music, art, collectible, whatever that is, and that needs to be converted into a digital asset before you can, convert it into an NFT. Binding it with a smart contract. Does that
Okay.
make sense so far?
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, what brought you to NFTs, by the way? I mean, were you? I mean, where did you hear about it?
Just all over social media stuff. I thought I'd just look into it a little bit.
And you realize that, there may be a reason why it has a certain hype around it, and why,
Yeah.
everyone from Elon Musk to, anyone, I mean, just like you and me, everyone's trying to look it up and see what's going on. So NFTs are,
Yeah.
you used to have gold, you used to have collectibles, say 10 years ago. They're still relevant, but people don't like to keep physical assets, for a lot of reasons, especially because they're controlled and they're regulated by the federal bank, right? So NFTs are,
Yeah.
they're the opposite of a regulated economy. They're decentralized in nature, and if you make a transaction, not even the government gets to know about, the real owner or the real person behind it. And that's exactly the idea behind it.
Interesting.
NFTs can be used to transfer funds from one place to the other. They could be used as a store of value, just like, the fiat currency was used until this time, right? and a lot of transactional reasons as well. So I think you're kind of in the right direction, but you know, for most people, when they start out, it may get a little, you know, say overwhelming, you know, because just like anything, you know, you start cycling for the first time, it takes you you know, some time before you get a hang of it.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah. I get it, yeah.
So, dude, what do you do for a living, by the way, if you don't mind me asking? I mean, are you a student or do you work?
I work a little.
Oh, you work, okay. Is that a 9-to-5?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. I mean, for myself, I mean, just to give you a bit of an introduction about myself, I've been in blockchain for about 7 years, and I've been in NFTs for about 4 years now. And all this time, I've seen a lot of people, you know, going from their 9-to-5 jobs to, you know, creating NFTs as a full-time job. And, you know, you literally have to have a laptop at home, and you could start trading NFTs. With people who are starting out who have not had a lot of experience with crypto, we kind of recommend that you start with one NFT at a time, right, rather than setting up a whole collection. Because if you must have heard about Bored Apes, for example. Have you? Bored Apes?
Yeah.
Does that ring a bell? Right? So that's a whole collection. It has thousands of different apes designed and, you know, with different accessories and different attributes. Now, the most interesting part about NFTs is, you know, how exactly do they have a store of value, right? I mean, you create an artwork. How does that, you know, come to a certain value, or why do people even buy it, right? I mean, it's wordless if you just look it up and you see it on OpenSea. But the idea, or the most interesting part, is that an NFT has to be connected to the metaverse with the storyline. So, if, for example, you set up a character, let's say the Bored Ape, that is an actual character in the metaverse, right? And that is going to represent the creator and the owner of the Bored Ape collection in the metaverse. Is that making sense?
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, you must have heard, you know, Elon Musk, you must have heard Mark Zuckerberg talking about how everyone, you know, will be transported, or they will be, you know, taken to the metaverse, if not 5 years down the road, probably 10 years down the road. But everyone will have a certain persona, everyone will have a certain character, and everyone will have a certain, you know, list of attributes. For example, right now, a dude may be, you know, a 30-year-old, I'm just guessing, right? So don't take it personal. But he may have a face, he may have a name, he may have an identity, a certain traits, and that's exactly what you have to have when you're building an NFT, right? So if you're still on the website and you see a few NFTs that we have done in the recent past under collections, do you see it?
Yeah.
Right? Or any NFT for that matter. Now, that's not just an artwork, right? That has a certain, you know, whole persona, a list of attributes behind it, and that is connected to the metaverse using the smart contract, right? I mentioned the term smart contract at the start of my explanation. Now, that smart contract is what's going to make your artwork non-fungible. Non-fungible is literally the abbreviation of NFTs, non-fungible tokens, right? And that just means that when you, you know, upload your artwork on the blockchain and you create a smart contract of it, right, that is more like a conventional contract for anything, right? That means that particular NFT is stored in the blockchain with the owner and the creator's name. And whenever you make a transfer or you sell the NFT to someone else, there are two ways to go about it. If you sell it with the, you know, you sell it as a one-time lump sum fee, you know, the whole ownership is going to be transferred over to the second person that you're selling it to. And their name is going to, you know, be added to the record on the blockchain for that particular NFT that you sold to them, right? The other way you sell an NFT is that you sell it with a royalty, right? Let's say every time you create your first NFT that sells for nothing more than one Ethereum, right? Because you're just starting out, you don't want to, you know, charge a lot of fee, you just want to sell it first and, you know, repeat the cycle. You sell it for one Ethereum, right? Now your name is listed on the you know, the NFT record on the blockchain. And the next person that you sell to, they're going to give you the full price of the NFT plus a 5% royalty every time they transfer the ownership to someone else down the line, right? And that is going to create a whole chain of owners on the NFT record on the blockchain, and you are still going to stay the creator and the royalty owner, the royalty collector on that particular NFT. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, dude, I feel like I'm going on, and I like to talk about it, but feel free to break me up if you have any questions you'd like to ask something. Is it gauging your interest so far, or do you feel like you're getting bored?
It's kind of interesting, yeah.
Right. So, just like with anything, when you started, it may get a little overwhelming, especially with the technological jargon and the words involved. But if you try and keep up with me and you simultaneously search up the words that I'm talking about, you'll get a much better idea of what I'm talking about, right? For example, smart contracts. Now, those are, there are different technologies out there connected to different cryptocurrencies, right? But we use the Ethereum technology, and the smart contract setup for the Ethereum technology is called Remix. So if you search up remix.ethereum.org, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I could type that down for you on the chat, by the way, if that's easier.
I've got it here.
You got it? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So you see, now that's more like a software tool. It may, if you are a developer, I don't think you are, but if you are a developer, you may start to get a hang of it. But even the first-time developers, they usually wouldn't get a hang of it, right? So, this software is used to, code a smart contract that's going to preserve the authenticity and the non-fungibility of your token. And that's how you create an NFT, any artwork, that's how you convert any unique piece of art or collectible into an NFT.
Okay. Cool.
Right? So, dude, yeah. I recommended. Having a whole NFT collection sounds like a great idea, especially when you're the first one within your friends and family doing it or owning an NFT collection. But we always recommend that you start with the first NFT at a time. You flip that on OpenSea, Rarible, or other marketplaces, and then you go about your second NFT. And by the time you complete the first cycle, you get a much better hang of it because, when we work with you, you have a consultant assigned to you, and we essentially do most part of it. But we keep you in the loop, and we show you how to do it yourself as well, right? So by the time you create your first NFT, you can very well create the second one yourself as well, unless you'd like to retain us to, create a whole collection for you.
Okay.
Sounds good?
Yes.
Are you still on the website, by the way? Are you looking at the EliteNFTGeeks.com?
I'm at the Remix and OpenSea.
Oh, okay. All right, so you have your research on right now. So anyway, so I was just coming down to the packages we have, right? And like I said, if you want to take my advice and, rather than starting with a collection, if you want to try out the idea of building your own NFT and trying to sell it for profit, right, you could go with the bronze package that we have on the website. That's a basic package that comes with as many as one NFTs, and it gives you as many as three initial options that we create for you, like three initial pieces of artwork with the multiple different options for attributes, for example, hairstyles, superpowers, outfits. That's going to complete your character, right? And when you finalize your artwork, we send out the final files to you. And that's when we start creating the smart contract to upload your NFT on the blockchain ledger. And all that is going to be covered within the basic package that's listed on the website.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. And about the price, I think you see the price of $500 on there. But the best thing is, for first-timers, I think you mentioned that you're doing it for the first time. So for first-timers, we also provide an extra 30% discount on top of the price that you're looking at. So rather than $500, you start with $350, and that's going to cover one full core loop cycle of creating an NFT, uploading it on the blockchain, you know, by creating a smart contract, and then, you know, putting it up on sale on OpenSea and Rarible. And like I said, we do all that for you, but we keep you in the loop, and we, you know, we walk you through the process as well, from each step to step, just so you get a hang of it for the second time and onward. Cool?
Okay. Yeah.
So, dude, what do you think? I mean, do you want to try it out? Do you want to set this up? Oh, and do you have a digital wallet set up just yet, by the way? I mean, like a MetaMask or a Binance wallet or something?
No, I don't.
Well, okay, in that case, we'd have to set up one for you as well. I mean, we will show you how to do it. It's easy. You could do it yourself. But essentially, an NFT is traded in a cryptocurrency, right? So you ought to... You cannot use your fiat currency, or you cannot use your money, you know, the paper money, to buy and sell NFTs. If you look up on OpenSea, for example, all the prices are mentioned in Ethereum. So that's the token or the crypto you ought to have on your digital wallet in order to start trading. And you do that yourself. I mean, we just show it to you. So, you know, all the password and, you know, setting up yourself, that's done by you. We don't you know, set up a digital wallet for you. Right?
Yeah.
So, dude, any questions you have about NFTs? Anything that you'd like to pick my brain on?
Not really. It was very good.
Right. So, shall we get started with the basic package? Do you want to try the process? Do you want to try and sell your first NFT for a profit?
I think I'm going to wait off. I don't want to start just yet. I want to look into some more stuff. But this was very helpful.
Well, that's my job. So when shall we recircle on this? Shall we do it tomorrow, day after?
I don't know.
I think let's stay connected. I think a better idea would be that we stay connected over text messages, right? I'll leave you a text message from my direct number. And that way, you know, while you're doing your research, while you're going about, you know, the Ethereum remix and other stuff that I just quoted you about, you know, if you have any questions, you want to pick my brain, you can feel free to leave me a text message, all right? And then, you know, we can schedule a call accordingly for the next time.
Okay.
All right, perfect, buddy. So with that said, that was all from my side. I'll let you go for now. And like I said, you're in the right direction. It's always good to, you know, try out something. I'll tell you this, on a personal note, since we've spoken for almost about 17 minutes, you know, when computers came in, I was 35 years old, right? I mean, I'm sorry, I'm 35 years old today. When the computers came in, I was just 20 years old, right? That's 15 years ago when I heard about computers and, you know, how they work. And to this date, I regret that I did not, you know, ride the tide when people were actually looking into it and they made a lot of money out of it, right? So my advice to you is that since you've heard about it and you've got some hang of it, you continue your research and then we can recircle on it. And if you want to start, you want to try this out and experiment it, I'd be more than happy to, you know, hold your hand and walk you through it. All right?
Okay.
All right, perfect, dude. Thank you for your time. I'll let you go. All right? Enjoy the evening.
Thank you. You too.
You as well. Take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.